This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wa salatu wa salam ala ma'uth rahmatil alameen nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim amma ba'd. Last week, alhamdulillah, we managed to finish with the quotations of Imam Nawawi from the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under the chapter of An-Nasiha. So today, inshallah, I'll move on to the first hadith. And technically, he mentioned around three hadith. So inshallah, today we'll be dealing with the first one. If possible, we'll finish it and then we'll move to the second hadith. يقول الإمام النووي رحمه الله تعالى أنا أبي رقية تميم بن أوس الداري رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة الدين النصيحة قلنا لمن قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامته. So this is the first hadith which I do believe is memorized by almost everyone, because it's one of the hadith mentioned by Imam al-Nawawi in his book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Al-Arba'un al-Nawawiyyah. So this hadith is narrated by Tamim al-Dari, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Ardu Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala liberate it one more time. And inshallah, I will never go back to those criminals until the day of judgment. So this Tamim al-Dari, he was the one also who saw the Dajjal, and he narrated that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him to say the same hadith to the companions. In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he informed the companions about that which Tamim al-Dari saw. So this is a very long hadith which is rejected by some of the speakers or even some scholars also in the past, thinking that the matin is strange. But the point is, if the hadith is authentic, the sanad is authentic, we do accept it. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted that narration from Tamim al-Dari, although he took it and he learned it and he saw it before he converted to Islam. But then after he converted, he relayed that to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he accepted and he confirmed that, and he asked him to say it to the people because it confirms that which he used to tell people about the arrival of the Dajjal. And for those of you who are studying hadith also, this is one of the evidences used to support the idea that says a person can narrate hadith when he was not a Muslim. I mean, can listen to a hadith before he converted to Islam, and then after he accepted Islam, he narrated, and we will accept it from him. One of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm sorry, he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reciting the ayah that says, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُكِنُونَ. He said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting this ayat from Surah Al-Najm, from Surah Al-Tur. I mean, were they created from nothing? You get it? I mean, nobody created them. You get it? أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ. Or they were the one who created themselves. أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بَلْ لَا يُكِنُونَ. Or they were the creators of the heavens and the earth. So because of the impact of this ayat, he says, my heart was almost going to fly. He said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqra'u fi al-maghrib bitu. But he took this hadith before he accepted Islam. Later on, he accepted and then he narrates the hadith, and the scholars accepted that from him. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took from Tamim al-Dari that hadith about Dajjal, and this shows that if a person heard something before he accepted Islam, if he narrate that hadith after Islam, we take from him. Because after the acceptance of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he becomes now trustworthy, right? Before we cannot trust him, but now we can trust him because of the iman. So Tamim al-Dari said, the Prophet, and he has a lot of mu'jizat. One of the greatest karamat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown Umar radiallahu anhu something that happened at the hand of Tamim al-Dari. He says, there was a fire in the forest, and then I saw that. He said, this is something that I witnessed. This is Umar radiallahu anhu was talking about Tamim al-Dari. He said, I told him, Tamim, do something. And then he started pushing the fire just like that with his own hand. And it goes to the place where he wanted. Umar was saying, like, subhanAllah. He says, I have seen that with my own eyes. If somebody told me, I might say, how can it happened, but I have seen that with my own eyes. So these are all karamat. We call them the real karamat. Allah SWT is granting the real awliya, not the fake ones, the real wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why karama is true. And whatever karama happened at the hand of one of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes back to that prophet that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, in which that kareem or wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is affiliated to. So Tamim al-Dari says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ad-deenu nasiha, ad-deenu nasiha, ad-deenu nasiha, and he repeated that three times. So we told him, ya Rasulullah liman, and why did he repeat the nasiha, ad-deenu nasiha, three times? He wants to emphasize on it, and he wants the believers to understand that this is a serious matter. When you mention something, you repeat it, you want people to take note on that. You don't want them to miss it. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the word and read the word three times. So the companion said, ya Rasulullah, liman, nasiha liman? Qala an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lillah. So we have already talked about nasiha, what nasiha means last week. So today the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam restricted the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be based on nasiha. Get it? So nasiha liman? He says lillah. Nasiha lillah. What is nasiha? Iradatul khayri lil mansuhi lahu. You want good to that which you're giving nasiha to. That means you're trying to benefit him. But how do you benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That's impossible. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa as-samad. As-samad alladhi tasmudu ilayhi al-khalaiqu kulluha. The one that all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes back to him in, all of the creation are going back to him in what? In a state of need. أَفَمَنْ هُوَ قَائِمٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ. I mean, how can you think of comparing between the one who is standing in support, you get it, in supporting of anyone who needs him. And there is no creation actually amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is not in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single second of his life. This is who we are. So Allah is taking care of everyone. Get it? Allah says, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنِ. The heavens and the earth, and those who are in the heavens and the earth. Each and every one of them is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them their need. كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنِ. There is no second in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in an affair. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Aliyyul Qadir. That's the reason why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he says, "Inna Allah la yanam." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not sleep. وَلَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ أَنْ يَنَامُ. And it is actually inappropriate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sleep. You get it? He says, Allah doesn't sleep, and it is inappropriate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sleep. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ هُوَ فِي شَأْنِ. So Allah takes care of everything, and He doesn't need somebody to take care of Him. Allah doesn't need anyone among His creation. But there is no creation who does not need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَذَا رَبُّنَا. This is our Lord. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَدِّينُ النَّصِيحَ, the companion says, Ya Rasulullah, نَصِيحَ لِمَن? To whom? He says, لِلَّه. لِلَّه. But those companions, they understand the language. They understand what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam meant. People like us, we need interpretation by the scholars. That's why they said, النَصِيحَةُ لِلَّهِ تَكُونُ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ. How do you make nasiha lillah? First, to make sure that you are sincere in the act of worship. To worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without associating partner with Allah. وَالتَّعَبُّدُ لَهُ مَحَبَّةً وَتَعَظِيمًا. And also to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala out of love, وَتَعَظِيمًا, and out of glory. You glorify Allah, you love Him, you get it? And you worship Him alone. لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى يتعبد له العبد محبة فيقوم بأوامره طلبا للوصول إلى محبته وتعظيما. الله أكبر. He said, because the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala worships Allah out of love, and he is doing that sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, practicing all of the duds Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him to do, he does that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks him to do. To stay away from this, he stays away from it. And why is he doing that? طَلَبًا لِلْوُصُولِ إِلَىٰ مَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ. So that he can reach that level in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Hadith al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, he said, Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. I am in the place where my slave expected me to be. You get it? So that's why you should have always husnu dhanni billah. Allah will grant you that which you are expecting. Don't you ever be in a state of tasha'ub. Always have husnu dhanni billah azza wa jalla. Allah says, you expect me to give you, I'm going to give. In the way you expect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. And nobody will come closer to me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, by doing something which is more pleasant to me than doing that which I ask him to do. What does that mean? Obligations first before the nawafil. You have some people, they are expert in the nawafil, but when it comes to the obligations, a'udhu billah. That's wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see you doing the obligations before the nawafil. You get it? It is useless and illogical also for somebody to carry out all of those nawafil, to do them at the best of his ability, but when it comes to the fara'id, he is negligent. Allah doesn't like that. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. And my slave will keep on worshipping me through the nawafil. Whether this are the nawafil of salawat, the sunan, the rawatib, witr, qiyam al-layl, all of these nawafil, duha, you get it? أو نوافل الصوم, Monday and Thursday, 3 days in a month, Ashura, Arafah, and all of those recommended days the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said you're recommended to fast. You get it? You give the additional charity, which is sunnah charity, apart from the zakah and the nafaqat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribe upon you. The more you do, the more you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you do, the more you come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very beautiful hadith. Get it? Very beautiful hadith. In it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described this person who comes closer to Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him closer to him. He says what? مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Whoever hates my wali, he should get ready and prepare himself for a war between me and him. Allahu Akbar. Imagine, you become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the one who stands for you is Allah. And he says, whoever hates you, that hatred is equal to declaration of a war between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, wallah, history has shown us that nobody fights the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and succeeds. We're talking about the real one, not awliya of shaitan. We're talking about the real awliya. Nobody fights them and succeeds at all. You fight a wali, your days are numbered because you're fighting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They mentioned somebody made fun of one of those awliya. He used to criticize him whenever he speaks. He used to dismantle every single thing he said in the masjid. One day he met him on the street and he talked to him in the wrong way. The man got tired. That's Makki bin Abi Talib, one of the scholars of Qira'at. He talked to him in the wrong way. They said the man raised up his hand and said, Ya Allah, I'm tired of this person. Wallahi, according to the mention, they said the man did not move from his position. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَقِّ. One of our scholars was quoting the affair of three brothers. You get it? That decided to make fun of one of the scholars. We have some people like that. They go to a scholar not to ask questions, but they ask questions because of ta'annud. They want to embarrass him in front of others. Wallahi, this is very dangerous, because if this person is truthful and he is with Allah, you're placing yourself in a very dangerous situation. Those brothers, three of them went. One of them apologized because he was sick. That was good for him. And the Sheikh realized that these guys are making fun of him, and he talked to them very frankly. Told them, if you come here to embarrass me, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to take your life before you guys are tested. One of them became a judge. You might say, that's good job. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ وُلِّيَ الْقَضَىٰ فَقَدْ ذُبِحَ بِغَيْرِ سِكْهِ. If you are appointed to become a judge, this is equal to slaughtering you without using knife. Because the life of others is at your hand. right of others is at your hand. You decide, and the right of others could simply be taken too, and the life could simply be taken because of your decision. It's a very dangerous job. So when the Shaykh make dua for him, Allah tested him in this. One of them got sick, couldn't do anything. One of them, they mentioned that he is the smartest, one of the smartest youth in that community. That smartness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took it off. Nobody is talking about him anymore. مَنْ عَادَ لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. And the scholar said, لُحُومُ الْعُلَمَاءِ مَسْمُومَ مَنْ شَمَّهَا مَرِدْ وَمَنْ أَكَلَهَا مَاتْ. So let's all practice this. This part of the nasiha. Nasiha lillah is based on what? Ikhlas. وَالتَّعَبُّدِ اللَّهِ مُحَبَّةٍ. And you're doing that so that you can reach the muhabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And brothers, believe it or not, if you reach this level of muhabba of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are done. Because Allah is going to call Jibreel alayhi salam and inform him that he loves you, and Jibreel will tell the angels Allah loves you and he also loves you, therefore they should love you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place the love, your love on earth. And bi-iznillah, wallahi, animals can harm somebody but not you. It's a matter of faith and belief. You have the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do that. If you come closer to him, you will get that. قال ومن النصيحات لله أن يكون الإنسان دائما ذاكرا لربه. One of the nasiha, so the Shaykh is still interpreting the nasiha. The Prophet ﷺ said, "النصيحات لله." He said, "It's part of the nasiha لله for a person to be ذاكرا لله." ذاكرا لله means you always and constantly remember Allah سبحانه وتعالى. The best of the remembrance is what? Is to do what Allah سبحانه وتعالى asks you to do and stay away from the ma'asi. You get it? If you are talking about dhikr bil lisan, Quran comes first. The best dhikr is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it is his word. Followed by any dhikr that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam recommend that he should do in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody says, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, give me wasiyah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La yazalu lisanuka ratban bi dhikrillah. Make sure that you constantly remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who remembers Allah will be protected from the shaitan in this life and also in the hereafter. Nobody will bring that which you're going to bring of righteousness and good deed except somebody who was like you or go beyond that which you did. ذاكر لربه بقلبه ولسانه وجوارحه. So you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart, with your tongue, and also you remember him with your limbs. Remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your parts and limbs is to practice the religion and the deen and the activities and the actions which are recommended or prescribed by you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you. قال والإنسان يستطيع أن يذكر الله بقلبه على كل حال. You see, one of the most important thing to be remembered about what Shaykh said, you can remember Allah with your heart, can remember him with your lisan, because if you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the heart, you can do it at any moment. Even the scholars who believe that you cannot remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the toilet, and that's true. You get it? They all believe that you can remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your heart in the toilet. The point is not to use your tongue and say the dhikr, but the heart can reflect upon that. You can read the dhikr from your heart, and that will be okay. قال وفي كل ما ما شاء وفي كل ما يسمع ما يشاء وفي كل ما يسمع لأن في كل شيء لله آية تدل على وحدانيته. This is a very important point. You remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything you see, everything you hear. Because the hearing, the sound that are coming to you, and the physical existence and appearance of things that you see, the objects in front of you, they are all reminding you about the existence of Allah. Because they will never bring themselves. That's why a poet says, وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ آيَةٌ أَوْ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدِلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ وَاحِدٌ. In every single thing, there is a sign that guides a person that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alone, the one that should be worshipped without associated partner with him. So I will stop here, inshallah. I decided to have the class, although the time is very short. But khayru kalami ma qalla wa dalla. Inshallah, next week I will compensate you. There will be no tafsir class today, another bad news. And then inshallah, I will see you next week, bi-izhin Allah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.